This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, New England may get torrential downpours, more flooding, and maybe tornadoes from Henri, though the storm is weakening after making landfall yesterday in Rhode Island. No major damage in coastal areas of New England and New York. The National Weather Service's Brian Jackson on what now?
We're expecting to produce an additional rainfall of 1 to 3 inches, locally higher amounts over a portion of Long Island, New England, southeast New York, New Jersey, and eastern Pennsylvania through today.
Rescue crews are searching for dozens of people still missing after record-breaking rain sent floodwaters surging through Middle Tennessee, killing at least 22 people. The floods took out roads, cell phone towers, and telephone lines. The Taliban is warning the U.S. that it will not accept Washington extending the August 31st deadline for evacuating Americans, Afghan allies, and others from the airport in Kabul. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this.
Taliban spokesman Sahail Shaheen, speaking in an interview with UK broadcaster Sky, says if the U.S. extends, that means they're extending occupation. And the group would respond. He didn't say how, though.
If they are intent on continuing the occupation, so it will provoke a reaction.
Shaheen adds any extension would to create mistrust between the Taliban and the US. He also denied Afghans were attempting to flee the country due to fear of the Taliban. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new AP poll finds that most Americans think teachers and eligible students should be required to get the COVID vaccine. Most also think students and teachers should be required to wear face masks while in school. It's a new AP NORC poll. This is AP News. Don Everly, one half of the pioneering rock and roll Everly Brothers, has died.
Singer Don Everly of the Everly Brothers has died in Nashville, Tennessee at the age of 84, according to his attorney. The Everly Brothers combined pop, rock, and country with distinctive harmonies for a sound that influenced many groups who followed. Bye Bye Love was their first hit, reaching number two in 1957. Wake up! They followed that up with the number one song, Wake Up Little Susie. Other Everly Brothers hits include All I Have to Do Is Dream, When Will I Be Loved, and Kathy's Clown. Here he comes. The Everlys broke up on stage in 1973 and did not reunite for 10 years. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of the first class in 1986. Phil Everly died in 2014.
The Afghanistan flag will be displayed in tomorrow's opening ceremony of the Paralympics, even though the country's athletes were not able to get to Tokyo to compete. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.